Attorney General Van Hollen says he issued the permit to former white-collar crime investigator Tom Steingraber because federal law allows retired law enforcement officers to carry concealed weapons. Van Hollen says he believes it's good public safety policy to have trained gun users on the streets.
Since they are trained in the use of a firearm, and if they're willing to carry one, why not give them another tool so that we can have another law enforcement officer out there protecting the public if the occasion ever arises when they're present?
Van Hollen is also lobbying for a state law that will encourage all local law enforcement agencies in the state to grant such permits to retired officers. But Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort says Van Hollen's theory that guns are useful tools in promoting public safety is based on a false premise.
That more guns equal less crime. Are we safer as a society with more guns out on the street? Are individuals safer if they are carrying guns? And we have research that shows that in both of those cases, the answer is no.
Bonavia says she does support the restrictions in the federal law that require retired officers to take a firearms training course each year and refrain from drinking while they're carrying their weapons. But she says she's still very skeptical about the public benefits concealed carry advocates claim the law promotes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.